Track 6. And then we're back to news stories. Sailor sent sex images of ex to friends. A Royal Navy sailor from Tynmouth tried to sabotage his ex-partner's new relationship by sending friends intimate images of her, which he took when they were together. Dean Norrie wanted to persuade her new boyfriend that the videos and photos had only just been made in an attempt to make it look as if she was cheating on him. It failed because she had changed her hair colour since they split up, and it was obvious they were old images. He also harassed her by spying her home and sending her pictures of her new boyfriend's car parked outside to spook her. She was left distraught by the knowledge that others had seen the private videos. Plymouth-based Norrie, aged 34, of Gloucester Road, Tynmouth, admitted harassment and was ordered to do 15 days of rehabilitation activities and pay £200 costs by Judge David Evans at Exeter Crown Court. He made a 2-year ban restraining order, banning further contact, and told Norrie that this was a classic case of controlling behaviour and that he should get over himself. Mr. William Parkhill, defending, said Norrie had been in the Royal Navy for 14 years and is likely to face their own disciplinary procedures, which may be a fine or a temporary bar on promotion. He said Norrie does not accept he was aggressive towards his ex-partner. He said he had no previous convictions and is a man of positive good character who has served his country.
Son took own life after killing father. A 42-year-old man killed himself hours after he stabbed his father to death on the doorstep of his parents' home in Kingstainton. Owen Chandler was caught on a Ring doorbell camera seconds before he stabbed his father to death, but the victim had not recognised the hooded figure. The day after the murder, Chandler was found dead in his locked car in a remote car park on the Devon coast. Coroner Ian Arrow recorded a suicide conclusion on 42-year-old Chandler, who died from a stab wound to his right arm and the toxic effects of a prescribed drug overdose of 100 antihistamine tablets. Mr. Arrow said Chandler had been under the care of the mental health services until he was discharged in November 2018, but said there had only been limited assessment of the risk he posed to himself and others. An inquest earlier this week into his father Peter Freeman's death heard that Chandler wanted revenge and to torture his parents, but the main deterrent had been getting caught. Mr. Freeman, 73, suffered the fatal wounds as he answered his front door in Chockland Road on the evening of Sunday, June the 9th, 2019. The next day, Chandler was discovered dead in a car park at nearby Labrador Bay Car Park in Sheldon. Blood on his jumper matched Mr. Freeman's DNA, and a bag for life and a blood-stained knife were found. A suicide letter addressed to the coroner was found in the glove box, which made clear references to the attack the night before. The coroner, Ian Arrow, was told that Chandler had been under the care of mental health services since his teenage years and was discharged in November 2018. A report said Chandler suffered with emotional unstable personality and PTSD and had a history of self-harm and tried to kill himself before. The inquest heard Chandler say that he wanted revenge on his parents and to torture them. It was a long-term preoccupation where he wanted to kill his parents and then himself because he had nothing to lose.
One in six children living in poverty. One in six children in Teignbridge were living in poverty last year, new figures show. Children's charity Bernardo said youngsters can't be happy and healthy if they were going to bed cold in a cold home and on an empty stomach. Figures from the Department for Work and Pensions show that 3,788 Teignbridge children aged under 16 were living in relative poverty in the year to March 2023. This was a slight rise from the year before and the highest rate since comparable records began. Of all the children facing poverty in Teignbridge, 1,015 were below school age. Lynn Perry, MBE, CEO of Barnardo, said, "Living in poverty means children miss out on opportunities and the activities that make childhood fun and support their development. The government should start with a strategy for ending child poverty, including ending the two-child limit sibling penalty on benefit payments and ensuring struggling families can afford essentials like food and household bills." Across the UK, there were 2.5 million children living in low-income families before housing costs. However, the number hit a record high and was nearly doubled after the housing costs were considered, with 4.3 million children in relative poverty. Alison Garnham, Chief Executive, Child Poverty Action Group, said, "In a general election year, nothing should be more important to our political leaders than making things better for the country's poorest kids. We know that change is possible, but we need to see a commitment from all parties. Anything less would be a betrayal of Britain's children."
Tynmouth's making memories as town honours first freeman. A stalwart supporter of all things Tynmouth has been awarded the highest honour possible by the Town Council. Sylvia Russell was awarded the Freedom of the Town at Bitton House during a recent ceremony, which makes her the first honorary freeman of Tynmouth. The award was in recognition of more than 40 years of eminent, valuable, devoted and continuous service to Tynmouth Town Council. Mrs. Russell has served Tynmouth as town mayor, district and county councillor, as well as boasting membership to several outside bodies associated with the town council. To resounding applause from family, friends and colleagues, both past and present, Mrs. Russell was presented with a framed scroll at a buffet reception. It was my privilege and great pleasure to make this presentation on behalf of the Town Council to someone who has dedicated so much of their life to the service of our town, said Councillor Joan Atkins, Mayor of Tynmouth. To end the formal proceedings, the Mayor also presented Mrs. Russell with a picture of a memorial bench on the Den, which the Town Council replaced when Teambridge took their ones away just outside her house and did not replace them. Sylvia was really disappointed that there was no longer anywhere for people to sit. "Our bench was put there as a replacement a while ago," said the Mayor. "It has been fitted with a dedication plate in honour of Sylvia's 43 years of continuous service, and there is a photograph of Sylvia Russell being awarded the Freedom of the Town."